After coming up with our goals and deciding how we will look for evidence, it's time to design the assessment. Let's expand on the first approach, which was give students a blank map and have them label the oceans. It's okay that this is only part of the standard we're trying to measure. It can just be one part of our assignment. Let's break it down into other things we want the students to do now. Label the oceans, label the continents, label the equator, label the prime meridian, and label the north and south pole. We can give students a large blank map and ask them to label each of these things. This would be similar to a fill-in-the-blank test where there's only one correct answer to each blank label on the map. If a student can accurately fill out all of these labels, then we know that they've mastered the standard. Now, how you decide to teach the content so that it lines up with how you're assessing it is another matter that we'll discuss later.